beer, 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 it's the fun countdown.
From our dusty cellars, only taking positive feedback at the moment, Howard, to be honest. It's the final countdown! I'm Manus Cronin. Joining me this week, as always, building a straw house down his pants so someone might blow him down there, Gavin Carberry.
Thank you, Manus.
Going to the Late Late Show to berate the actors for breaking kayfabe, Jack Toner.
You're here to play a part.
Come on, I don't want to see Mondo being Dave Mondenton, whatever his actual name is.
What?
Mondo from Fair City has to be Mondo from Fair City all the time. And you know it's a good Late Late Show if Mondo from Fair City is the
guest. He's always their first option. Whenever Kevin Hart is in town, he has to beg to get on the Late Late Show.
Whenever I see Mondo or Brian Murray or a few of the other Fair City tenants, I'm like, I wonder who cancelled.
Yeah.
Who wasn't there that
night? Yeah, they just had to look around the canteen.
What great segment could this have been?
Probably on his way somewhere, if not here. Available at all good podcasts everywhere. James Belfast isn't here today. I honestly don't know why I don't give the same intro to Pope John Paul II or Elvis. Either
because they are as likely to be here as James.
But he isn't. Quite a few things on the agenda today, including canned meat.
Oh, I forgot we had a canned meat review.
We got a canned meat review, baby. I feel like we enjoy them more than the fans. not gripes, but gym points.
Oh, wow, you've mellowed.
Nova no more? Question mark.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
I'm doing my sleuthing.
Yeah. It's been very public.
Oh no, I've got sources, man.
Yeah. I'm an insider.
Hey, are you up to the editorial guidelines of the final countdown? Do you have three sources?
Yeah, I do. Me and my two nuts.
According to our editorial guidelines, that does count.
It's specifically written.
These are the editorial guidelines for Nuts Magazine.
Well, we went with the Guardian standards, yeah. Gavin, you had a trip to Cardiff.
I most certainly did.
Where all good sports are played. Rugby being the only good sport, I guess.
That's true. Apart from that, I don't think we have much, but the thing we do have to do before we can do that is to get stuck into these beers. Gavin, it was you this week. Well, actually, it was James this week, as it has been for the last 10 weeks.
But maybe it's why he's not coming.
Just send the check, James.
I hope the next time Strongbow brings him, or he brings Strongbow. Right? Because of the British coming over, you know?
Yeah,
Strongbow, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a cider called that.
Yeah.
Good joke, Manus. May not use it later. Clicky pen away. Tell us about what you brought.
I brought 8 Degrees Citra.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Have we had this before?
I think we might have.
When it was in a bottle.
When it was in a bottle, like way in the long run.
Way.
Because then they brought out the whole range of these mid-sized cans.
They did.
Not the size of a can, but not the size of a small can of Coke either. Somewhere in the mid-size.
The 440.
As we, and everyone else, calls them.
Well,
that wasn't bad for a female comic, Jack.
Because
there's no context to it.
Yeah.
There wasn't 5 minutes of riffing on the topic, which is much boring, so incriminating, we won't use it in the cold open.
No, if it makes me look better, I will put it in.
I think it also makes you look significantly worse.
If it's worse than the Hitler stuff, then let's be perfectly honest.
Then I'm a monkey's uncle. Yeah, it's in a funky-ass can. It's loads of different colours. It says it's passion fruit and lychee. It's 5.7%, so that might be a little bit picante, but let's try it out, and I'll mention the price at the end.
Straight in with the tease.
I don't want to draw too much attention to the can, but the artwork is quite nice, but the food pairing is in drawings and not words, so it is left up to you to determine what this is to be.
One of them's a big stinky shit.
It's a big stink lines coming out.
One of them is a pie, and one of them I think is chicken wings.
Talons. It looks like talons.
Talons.
It's T-Rex arms.
Have it with T-Rex arms.
Oh, it's crab legs.
Ah, crab legs!
Crab legs. This is a single hop beer. I presume Citra is the hop, but never...
One hop this time.
Never presume.
Yeah, unlike unlike our favourite Archway, it just has one hop. How many different malts and hops does it? What you got?
It's a load of malts.
A load of malts. It's like seven ingredients.
Yeah, really doubling down on the malt component.
We're considering debuting a new Archway podcast sponsored by drunk driving and fighting with your wife.
That smells incredible.
It does.
Ah,
truly, ooh, really, really fruity. Makes me
a bit low.
A bit worried. Yeah. 10 from me for the smell alone.
And it's gonna taste like Archway.
Yeah, it might taste like arse.
I did mean to put in one arse other way. Thing into the agenda, and so I don't forget it. I have notes from All Tech.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Should we do that first? Since this is a beer podcast, but first let's taste.
I mean,
the beer.
Let's have a sipperini.
Mostly foam.
That tastes really nice, I think.
That's good, yeah. Under the foam, there is a significant foam component.
Yeah. I didn't think I was a huge fan of this when I first tasted it. I don't know if I'm just not a huge fan of Citra. But that's really bright and fruity and clean and, yeah, yummy. It's got an alcohol heat to it as well.
Oh, it's
which, like,
part.
Which sometimes you'd miss on the stronger ones when they hide it too well.
Yeah, you nearly want it sometimes.
Yeah.
There's kind of, I'm generally well disposed to this. There is a slight oily characteristic to it that I might associate with like an even more stronger beer, like a double IPA or something.
Mm, yeah.
It is fruity. Yeah, no, this is nice. It's not blowing me. But then nothing else does either. Just how terrible a person I am.
No, man, it's not a terrible person. It's a pure hygiene issue.
There you have a chance. Jack would be blowing me if I was clean.
Yeah, if it wasn't for your stinky winky, we'd be having this conversation.
I'm cleaning it, Jack. I'll be cleaning it.
Oh my God, you've been cleaning it just on the inside. That's not where the problem is for me. I don't know even how that would work.
Some sort of pipe cleaner. Cleaning bottles.
Yeah. Jack, your thoughts?
I agree with everything you said, but there's a bit of a follow-up for me. Like, it's almost like a staley, kind of bittery follow-up, which I'm not a huge fan of. I think that's just kind of the remnants of the alcohol heat sticking around, or I just got too much foam. So I'm gonna. It's good. One to look out for as we get down through this boy.
Yeah.
But no, I think it smells fabulous. The initial hit of flavour is really good. Manto?
Yeah, were these the guys that the Pernod Ricard bought, or was that someone else?
Yes, I think it was 8 Degrees.
Not that it matters to this. I mean, I'm just thinking of the.
Yeah, but just in terms of the context,
At a festival recently enough, could have been 2 years ago. Still recently, comparatively. I mean, the dinosaurs weren't around or anything. I got a very very stick aroundy temporary tattoo from the 8 Degrees people. Put it on, and I was like, this will wash you off plenty of time for work. It was weeks before the fucking thing came off. Where they got it from. Actually, it's still here. I thought it was odd that they put the temporary tattoo on with needles.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Weird. You know?
They promised it was temporary. Yeah, yeah.
And rather than the usual, they actually had a special logo just for that day of a big throbbing veiny penis.
Yeah.
The usual 8 Degrees logo.
Yeah, at least they applied it to your big throbbing veiny penis. So you actually can hardly tell it's there.
You can barely tell it's
just
there.
Makes it look a bit like a cartoon.
A touch more vascularity, but then that's sometimes a positive. When it comes to having definition in your penile area. Let's park that. Take that. I heard the phrase "take that offline" at All Tech, so let's just.
The festival was conducted via Skype this year. I see.
It was from one of the marketing types who was running the media tape.
Oh, that was there.
Cool. Somebody asked a question, and they were like, "Well, let's maybe just take that offline for now." Now,
the answer was it was made by the Brits.
Yeah.
What I was assuming take that offline was you're at a meeting and something comes up and you go, let's take that offline, as in let's send somebody to work on it.
Not everyone in the meeting needs to talk about it.
It can just be
let's
me and you.
Talk.
Let's not waste everyone else's time.
She meant shut up.
I mean, sometimes it does mean that, though, as well.
She was right.
I did say email.
She was right, but to be honest with you, read the room. You could say shut up.
Yeah.
Fat neckbeard virgin.
Who would appreciate a bit of that?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Prove to me that you've ever had sex, and then I'll answer that question.
The proof would be so disturbing, you'll answer no questions anymore.
You'll have lots of questions, but be unable to get them out.
I would probably try and prove it in the form of a competency interview, you know, like giving a star response. So the situation was the task at hand, the action, and the result.
The result? One very unsatisfied woman and one very satisfied manus.
Hashtag me first.
Hashtag put me first.
Get your get them while they're going, ladies. Get your orgasm in first. It's not my fault.
Yeah, don't be like, oh, I want to wait for you. It's like, okay, don't be fooling nobody, including yourself.
Yeah, catch I want to wait for you. I'm done.
To wait for you. I secretly you'll finished ages ago.
Yeah, yeah. These last few have been purely running on fumes.
Hey, very. And there's a lollipop stick in the condom holding this whole situation together.
Humming in at 50. All Tech Media Tasting, 14th of the 3rd, 2019. Your boy took some notes.
Oh, bitch! We got a reportage over here.
Yes, it's all paper.
Before I went to the media tasting, because I arrived at 10 to 6, supposed to start at 6. And if you remember last year, that just meant you sit in the media lounge. Mm. Have a few beers, you know, with the fellas.
Yeah, with the boys. Yeah. I arrived really late last year.
Me too. I didn't know that dude had died. And I was unclear why some people were so somber.
Freddie Mercury has been dead for years.
Jack. Yeah, Jack is really weird.
No one told me. It just never came up.
Interesting. While I was waiting for the media tasting to begin, I ventured toward, well, everything. I kind of had a look around. Seemed to me to be less brewers than last year.
Distillers?
A more expanded distillers area. Ooh. Hey, look, it seems to be what people want. It's right. Very hard for me to judge a commercial entity for trying to make money. Although my socialist past would suggest that it is not hard for me to do.
You blame me for that for nigh on a decade now,
Never considered that you ever made money, to be honest with you. You never drew flies. I settled on the Fuller's stand. Which, and the thing that drew me there was they had they were claiming everything was on cask.
Oh.
They kept claiming that, but it kept being on keg. I'm reliably enough told they must have brought cask in at some point, but when I was getting it was it said the ESB, the extra special bitter.
Okay.
Whatever it stands for, it might not stand for that.
Beer.
Extra sensory beer section would be in
I think the beer nut has that.
Yeah, it does. I said, give me a half of that, sure, I'll give 3 of my hard earned tokens for that, and there were 10 minutes pouring the jays and thing, with several pour outs and re pours because I was just trying to get the cask working. It again was not a cask. it was very much a keg. So much head. They eventually poured me like a third of a glass, and I was like, okay, that's the best they can do. I was waiting for them to go like, look at just. Take it and off you go. They're like, no, 3 tokens, please.
Oh, sons of bitches.
Uncle Manto was feeling fahuluk, so he gave them the 3 tokens.
Ah, so you've been drinking already.
Seems like they're fuller shit.
Yeah. Yes, dead right. I have it written right here in my notes. my exact notes were Fuller's ESB. Shite. Took ages. 2 little beer for 3 tokens. That was that.
So then up to
the media tasting. Now, the event they had on beforehand ran long, so the media tasting started like 6:15, they had to finish it by 7, so they flew through these motherfuckers, which is the way I like it when I'm 20 and in college and playing Power Hour or some shit like that. First drink was a Fox's Rock Stout. It was free, so it was a 10 before even tasting it.
Also, Gilly's Sound.
Yeah, I'm reliably told that they make a porter for cheaper called Finn Porter, which is apparently superior. The beer nut said it is €2 cheaper, which means...
Whoa!
Given that was free, they must pay me €2 to drink it, which means I would have to give it a 12.
Checks out.
Sight unseen.
Stars. 12 stars out of 5.
We had a little taste of the Pierce whiskey, the 5-year-old original Mark II. So it's kind of their own whiskey. It's
Five years is very young for a whiskey.
Yeah, so they had to blend it. There's
pretty young for a whiskey.
There's quite young for a whiskey.
Yeah, quite
Wouldn't be young for a 3-year-old.
Young for a gymnast.
2 years older than a 3-year-old. We had that. It was just a whiskey seem fine. I don't know, retailing between 35 and 40 euro.
Listen, if you listen to the fine whiskey countdown, if you want to hear more about that.
I don't know. Afterwards, Rascals had a milkshake IPA. Fruits of Maytals. Milkshake IPA from Rascals. I've never been surprised by anything less than I was surprised.
Didn't they already have a milk? They had a milkshake. It's a strawberry milkshake.
Listen.
Did we have it?
I've got a yard and there's boys. I need to get them to the yard somehow. How you suggest I do it otherwise, fine. I'm all ears.
Yeah.
But until then, milkshake IPA. Fruity and milky, like a cow had been drinking milk. That's not a good review.
That's kind of carnivorous in a way.
And that's
what they do. Like, humans drink human milk.
Yeah.
Cows drink cow's milk.
So it's actually mammal-esque. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no,
bears
I take it
pay
back.
The bear tax. I pay the Homer tax. Next, Priory. Plenary Indulgence Porter. This was gross.
Really? Whoa. We had something Priory on earlier and we loved it, didn't we?
This was Plenary Indulgence Porter and it was gross.
You like porters.
What was gross about it?
It's supposed to be London style, so it was brown.
Ah, say no more.
Yeah, I know all about that.
So it was a tan porter is what you're saying.
It actually was a kind of tan in colour. It was very light brown, a watery, loose stool brown. It had a sort of an acrid, smoky taste, and I guess that the London porters are supposed to have that. Maybe it's delicious and I'm just ignorant.
How do you know what Dan Aykroyd tastes like?
I don't. That's a weird thing to say. Kind of derailing the review, Jack. If you want to take longer, that's fine.
I don't know. I thought the joke was kind of good.
Tan?
No. Acridy.
Acridy.
You said it had like an acridy taste.
Oh, yeah. Again, yeah.
Oh, now man is like, oh, I didn't get it, so your fault. Which I actually...
Yeah, fault. Yeah. You're making the joke. If I don't get it, that's your fault.
Okay, tan Aykroyd is the new joke.
Tan Aykroyd, you had to be there, man. If I had to be there, it's not funny, Jack, unfortunately. The interesting thing about Priory is they are a social enterprise brewery. Apparently the only one in Ireland, so all of their profits, and they don't make any yet, so this is an interesting claim to make. Go back into Tala. He didn't really elaborate more on that.
Just throws it on the streets of Tala.
The real money is off the bum fights that happen as a result of the throwing money on the streets.
Makes it rain in Old Bond. That's as far as I can figure out what he does. Had we not been in such a hurry, I would have actually had him flesh that out, because I think that whole social enterprise thing is a bit bullshitty. If you want to help, make loads of money and then pay your taxes.
Pay your taxes.
You know. Like, the social enterprise thing is weird. It's like, I'll buy your beer or I won't. I'm not gonna give you a discount.
How do you feel about something that would be like a co-op where like the staff own it and it's distributed equally?
Yeah, that's one thing, but that's not what this was.
But I think it's a similar, like,
it's more ethical buying, but like
it's selling the corporate structure as the product.
I'm okay with it as a model. In fact, I think it's a very good model, but make a product I'd like to buy.
Yes, that's your first.
If you don't do that, then your co-op's going to fail.
Yeah,
Your social enterprise will never make any profit, and there you go.
Yeah, listen, love what you're doing with the co-op, love what you're doing with the social enterprise, but me first. Like, you need to please me first,
you can't. Like, unfortunately, you make that. But if the guy down the road who actually gives his money directly to Satan gets a nicer beer,
I'm gonna drink Satan beer.
Then me first. Everyone else, sure, you go there, you drink the social enterprise beer,
but
me first. That's lovely. You got the community involved in brewing that one. That's amazing. But me first. I want a nice beer though. I don't want Deco's Runoff. Weird name for it, by the way.
I'd buy Deco's Runoff. That's a funny name for it.
Deco's Runoff sounds like, I don't know.
A Dexys Midnight Runners cover band based out of Tala.
Yeah, actually, that's actually better than what I had, yeah.
It's like it's a rejected McGargle's name.
Yeah. Deco's Runoff.
You know, when you need to...
When Francis
there
is
are bits of pubes in this. Deco's Runoff.
You give Deco a bit of a wash... And whatever comes off, you know? Kind of runs off him, you know? It's a runoff!
It's really... Most of our names tend to be a bit abstract, whereas this is quite literal. It's literally what comes off Deco.
Yeah, if you're looking for the deeper level on this, you're going to need a power hose.
Because there's a lot of stuff to get off Deco.
Deco's a lot
We'll
of
be
beer.
Making this for years.
Over the years, Deco has had many things affixed to him. Barrel-aged stouts are huge. Why is Deco's runoff? not selling. I got it. It's the same thing, basically. Here it takes on the characteristic of the vessel in which it is stored, or in this case, washed off of. Got a bit of belly button fluff in one once. We called it a candy floss IPA.
Our biggest seller. Our biggest seller.
Checo's runoff candy floss IPA. There were several more beers after this, but...
you were too drunk.
I was hammered. There, the old Tech Brews review section.
It turns into a scrawl on this notepad and a series of drawings of poo.
There's a lot of anti-Semitic notes on this.
Jeff
monkey navigated.
And it goes on like this.
A lot of St. Bridget's crosses being drawn in the margin.
For the benefit of sanity and clarity, let's not keep reading that. Cheers to the Alltech guys.
Were you there at the weekend? You were there. That was the media day. Was the Thursday
was
night.
The Thursday,
were you there for the weekend portion of the fest?
Yeah, drunk as a
really drunk guy.
As a man who's full of beer.
Yeah.
Good old time was had by all. To those of you I met, I'm sorry. To those of you I didn't get to see, you might think I should be sorry, but really you should be grateful.
You're welcome. Hope our check's in the post.
I hope that too. With that out of the way, let's go straight to Nova No More to interrupt my stream of shite.
Nova No More.
Back to my stream of shite.
What do you got to tell us, Jack?
So remember, I didn't really talk about it much. Remember, I wrestled. In America? Remember, I wrestled in America a little while ago.
Yeah.
And it went.
I think I heard it. From someone, yeah.
Yeah, you might have seen it on Twitter or something.
Yeah.
And it went very well, and they booked us for WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
I'm now going to WrestleMania. I'm going to have a good time over in New York.
Damn good plan, I would say.
Yeah. And for the second time in what could most easily be described as a month, the company I was booked to wrestle for has gone out of business!
Wow, it's almost like this rapid expansion of indie wrestling wasn't sustainable in any way.
Still more companies than Bischoff and Hogan and Russo combined. Jack Toner.
Well, they just collectively killed like a... There was a lot of same companies.
Could they book you to beat Goldberg with a cattle prod and then next week have Hogan finger poke you in the chest? I mean...
What happened was Now, we had a very positive experience there, but my understanding of it is that they didn't treat a couple of people very well, and those people just didn't want to work for them anymore, which is completely fair. And so they had a lot of talent pull out of a lot of shows, I think including their WrestleMania weekend show. So what they did is they decided they were just going to wrap. They're going to do their... They have a show that's on like next week, which will be their final one, And they handed over the time slot they have on WrestleMania weekend to a local promotion, a promotion based out of Jersey.
Are we certain that some of the talent booked on the Nova show won't be accommodated?
We have heard literally nothing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, that doesn't mean you won't be. That just means...
I'm not, and it would be surprising.
And to be fair, this is not a criticism of the promotion
the guys are taking over.
They're honouring the tickets.
That's the main thing
is to look after the fans.
It is, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they were given refunds to anybody who wanted them. Anyone who bought a ticket to the original show, that they can just go to this one. And I think it would be like the show that it's going to be replaced with looks like it's going to be a really good one. It's being like the main event is still the same.
It says here it's going to be terrible.
Well, I mean, I have
that in my notes.
Meltzer.
But yeah, so it's interesting. It was really weird. It was really weird to have like a bunch of people on Twitter be like, "You should really book these guys." People I've like, never heard of, which is a very wonderful feeling to come out of a fairly bad thing. But yeah, it'll be a fucking interesting time, and I would really like to wrestle on WrestleMania weekend.
Well, you know, you and Dean can go to a parking lot if he can keep his hands off his dick for 5 minutes.
Big if.
You never know. You get over there, you make some friends, you never know what might happen.
It's a busy weekend and everyone's in town, and who the fuck am I? The only reason we were on that show.
Jack Toner. I've known you for years.
Yeah, it says it right there in the notes.
It's right here in the notes. It also says you're terrible.
Why do you need to write that down every week, man?
I don't know. It's like the diary of Not Serious Black. The Half-Blood Prince.
Yeah. Half-Blood,
the Half-Blood Prince's diary. Or the Chamber of Secrets book, whatever that was. You know, and the book wrote
Tom Riddle.
Turns out he was Lord Voldemort. Wow. Because, of course, Tom Riddle is an acronym of Lord Voldemort.
If you really extrapolate
yeah.
They gave him a really, like, Tom Marvello
something Riddle. Can't say he says, I am Lord Voldemort. It's like, oh, come on now.
So your name was Tom Riddle, and you gave yourself the name Lord Voldemort by being like, all right, there's an I am in my name. Let's just spend about half a day working out what I could spell here. I'd love to see the, like, first fucking 50 drafts of what he came up with.
There was not 50.
The evil Vildemunting, you know.
Rum Tiddle. you never knew it was me, did you?
I think he got to I am Lord very quickly. It's like, all right, what's left?
Yeah. Let's drop these Scrabble tiles on the ground and see what we got.
Mort loved? No.
As part of my extensive journalistic research into this Nova group, Jack, I noted two things. One, their Twitter is now private. You have to be a verified follower before you can read their tweets.
Yep.
Second, I put Nova into Google Translate, and it is Spanish for not going.
That's so funny.
So
it stands for North Virginia.
Not going. Now it's not going.
North Virginia not going to leave the Confederacy anytime soon. That was their old state motto, if you remember correctly. That's a shame.
It is a real shame. Like, yeah. The rest of WrestleMania weekend was very exciting.
It's nothing to do with your fault. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, apart from your promotion killing abilities.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm cursed, but I am bad for business.
Yeah, bad for business, I think, is a kind of safe way of putting it.
Yeah.
Good for business.
Yeah, if you're finna do business, call me up. If you are fixing to do business,
Stay away.
I'm not your guy.
Yeah. You want to swerve, Jack Towner.
Yeah, step over that shit.
More business, less business.
Interesting news, though. The Fire did get booked on WrestleMania weekend. It's no longer fighting Alexander Dean. That's a shame for both of you. I do think if you go over there, at very least, you'll meet some people and have a day.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to go over, and you know, all the guys who are going to be on that show are probably still going to be in town. A couple of them we would have met.
You bang some mats and we'll
Make sure that you go to the bathroom early on that flight, because you know Alexander Dean, the smashing machine, is going to be using that to wank the whole time.
Hey, yo, Jack, I'm just setting up in here, so you know, so nobody's to do anything in here.
I'm finna smash myself.
Smash my own arm until I blow ropes. So
I'm setting up a pulled pork counter in the airport.
It's not pulled yet. But we're still on.
It's roasting right now. It's on a bit of a spit roast situation. I haven't spit on it.
I'm not saying you can't come in here.
Because
I can clearly come in here. But this is what's happening.
But the door will be unlocked, is what I'm saying.
So, unfortunate for Nova No More. Cardiff, Gavin, you went there.
I went there, yeah.
For that ludicrous display.
Also, if anyone has tickets to that show, just like reach out to the guys. They haven't actually booked anybody yet. And be like, hey, I actually paid to see, and I've got a couple of messages people being like, I paid to see you guys. I don't really know what to do now. It's like, reach out, let
them know.
Yeah, let them know.
You want us to lie to the people? Fair enough.
I was in Cardiff at the weekend for that ludicrous display.
Ludicrous
display at the weekend.
I don't know why Wales bothered to turn up. They barely even won.
So I got an early ass flight. With all of the other Irish fans, let me tell you. Do you think that Irish fans on the way to a rugby match clap when the plane lands?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they fucking do, and they don't stop
up.
Clapping.
They
probably
stand up as well.
Crouch, touchdown, engage. All that stuff. You know,
got to Cardiff. Had about 3 hours to myself, so plenty of time to see all the cultural hotspots in Cardiff,
including bowling and your plums.
You said both of the cultural hotspots.
Yeah, and then had 2.5 hours to spare. And then I met up with our friend Dono, his brother Paddy, Langers, Steve Collins, the whole gang.
It's a Maso crew.
It's a Maso crew. Was initially in a place called The Walkabout. I went into this pub.
Was there much room to walk about?
There was plenty of room to walk about because it is like a mix between The Woolshed and Coppers. For our international listeners, both of those are really gross.
But spacious.
Like you, international listeners.
Not sure what you're getting out of this, but have it looked at.
Then I met up with guys. Watched the match itself, which was probably the low point of the weekend.
Would you call it a match or would you call it some sort of public beatdown?
I would call it a moida. It was an absolute destruction. But
Comprehensive destruction.
Comprehensive destruction.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we're just in shite spirits until Scotland cheered us up with a absolute ludicrous display in a good way.
Yeah, man, I was like, you know what, this game doesn't really matter. How good could it possibly be? And went to watch the wrestling show on Saturday night. Man, I was raging I missed that game.
It was truly amazing. And like being in a place where everyone, like it would have been the same in Dublin, where everyone was cheering for Scotland and everyone was hyped up. It was brilliant. And then went back to London and had a wild old time with some friends.
Yeah, fab.
Yeah. And that's all I gotta say.
Wait, you didn't stay in Cardiff that night?
No,
you
had
the train back.
Bit spenny, right?
Bit spenny, yeah. And the train's only like 90 minutes.
Yeah, 90 minutes.
It's barely even 90 minutes.
Yeah,
with a good tailwind, it's still the same 90 minutes. Yeah, that's
not how trains work.
Yeah. and then I went and
I thought it was sailing rail. I assumed the wind speed mattered, right?
Yarr!
Get your mast off my train.
I heard a very funny story from a friend of ours, who shall remain nameless.
You can name Donald.
A date he went on when he was in Sheffield.
Oh, so it's not Donald.
Oh, no, it's
Donald's
not Donald.
Never been to Sheffield.
It's Donald.
He was on Grindr, okay?
Yeah.
And then he looks up this guy, swipes. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm gonna suck your dick. And
This dick photo, Grindr's different.
Then he gets sent a location where to go, goes to the place. It's a really dodgy council estate.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh fuck, like I don't like the look of this, I'm gonna bail. And he legs it and doesn't text your man, whatever, nothing. Then he, a couple of weeks later, swipes a guy. It's like, oh yeah, this guy's hot. He also looks kind of familiar. Yeah. I don't know. A lot of people look familiar. He gets sent a location to a different address. And he's like, oh, okay, right. Yeah. It mustn't be the same guy. Goes to the different location. The same guy turns up. He's like, yeah, my place is just around the corner. They walk for about 20 minutes to the old dodgy council estate. At which point your man goes, played a little trick on you.
It's a Grindr equivalent of a experience my sister had trying to buy a car from not the Knackers out near Ballymun.
They just wouldn't let her suck
their dicks. Every time they're like, okay, just come out. They went out one time and it's like, oh, the Tinker's trying to sell me a clapped out motor.
Yeah.
And then they went and looked at the next car, next thing on whether it was done deal or whatever. And they obviously different addresses for everything. They kept going, oh, no, not Ballymun, no. Just come out there past the IKEA. and it's there. It's like, how many listings have you got? Played a little trick on you.
Played a little trick on you.
Was he sound or did it turn into a bad situation?
No, sound.
Road
pretty nicely.
Nicely road.
Yeah, the riding was real nice.
Yeah, a smooth ride.
Smooth ride. And yeah. Other than the dodginess of the kind of council state and the little tricky plane, it was like a perfectly normal engagement.
Perfectly normal. Casual internet endorsed sexual encounter.
Yeah.
Says here they were both men. The correct definition of perfectly normal you have. Yeah, it's like those
gay pornos.
Those pornos, you know? I like a porno as much as the next guy. There's new ones, right? But all male casts. There's not a single good one. They're all terrible.
That's Norm MacDonald, baby. Who, interestingly, was the one who played the little trick.
He was. Norm MacDonald.
It's strange that for a man who's had so much success, he lives in a dodgy council estate.
Yeah. It is strange, but it is so true.
Yeah, but it's still not the weirdest thing about
him. It's true. Stewed steak. Let's not blue balls them anymore.
Yeah, okay, what we got? Stewed steak.
Is that some sort of meat in a can, man?
Like, what? Who are they fucking fooling? It's beef stew, okay? Stewed steak.
Stewed steak.
No. It's one single cohesive piece of steak that's been rolled up and mushed into the can.
The picture on our second of our two princes, which lay before you, was of these succulent, meaty pieces, the like you might have found in a
can of dog food.
When you open it, it is something different entirely. It has the consistency and appearance of pulled pork.
Okay.
I put it into the pan, as it suggests to do, to heat it up. It smells okay. It looks okay. There's a lot of meat in there, to the point that it could be horse.
It's not economical for there to be this much beef in here.
Yeah, there's not this much edible cow.
I'm getting a really good deal on cow here.
I served it up with the serving suggestion was with vegetables. I had it with some bread.
You know? Bread's a vegetable.
It's a vegetable. I can't help but think, because this was okay. Mm-hmm. This is pretty nice, actually. I can't help but think that I'd stumbled upon an ingredient. Like, that this is supposed to be part of something. And it really, it doesn't...
A sandwich?
Well, you know, maybe it's like supposed to be a pie filling or something. Or I don't know.
Okay.
It didn't really fit in with what you think of these, like, gross, sad men canned foods are. I really did feel like I was eating a component of an otherwise decent meal.
Huh.
Just kind of sadly, because it was out of...
It was out of a can.
One of the better ones.
Wow.
I really have to say. Maybe it was horse. I mean, I don't know.
But here's the thing. Turns out, horse not that bad.
Yeah,
if it was, even if it was cheap beef, turns out you stew it long enough, it all becomes tender.
Yeah, no, it really was. I would probably get that again. Pretty good, and I was really getting ready for that to be dog food. Maybe it was, I don't know. But dogs love their food. Have you ever seen a dog?
You ever eat a dog eat dog food?
They fucking love it.
Mad for it.
I'm not that much smarter than a dog. I'm certainly not that much more refined than a dog. A dog likes it.
Dogs have turned their nose up at more food than I have. That's for sure.
Yeah, the defining feature of all of these canned meateries has basically been that nothing has, apart from the meatballs, been that terrible. You really would think it would be.
Yeah. Which is a revelation, to be honest, Manus. This is a classic example of prejudice.
Yeah, it's prejudice.
It's the worst example of prejudice.
It's the worst example.
The kind that affects me.
Yeah. But we've been canning meat for generations. You know?
Yeah, they don't live very long, so the generations, it's been like 30 years and 6 generations.
generations, pretty short. But yeah.
It's a quick turnaround. I mean, they grow them young and they be popping them out, but God, they do not last.
Man has canned meat, keeping our boys alive in the trenches for upwards of 6 weeks.
Now, we said a lot of people died of infection in the trenches. We lied. It was the meat.
Well, now for a perspective on southern canned meat, Shelby Foot.
Say that the generals said that there was not enough canned meat for their troops, but then he said, "I will can my horse before I have my men go hungry."
I will cook my horse in a can. Yeah. My men go hungry.
At which point, I defended the Confederate flag until my death. Look, old Shelby fooled y'all!
Play a little trick on you! I've started watching the Prohibition, Ken Burns. There's no Shelby Foote in it. No. I mean, it's good!
It is good. I think my favourite part of it, I only watched the first episode or two. How far in are you?
It's only 3 episodes and I've only watched 1 episode.
Is that the one where they have the woman who would go and start trashing
bars? Yeah.
What a fucking tank!
Yeah, Hatchet. What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of forgot the rest of the name after Hatchet.
Mabel Walker Willebrand, but she was the Prohibition officer, so I'm wrong about who that is.
This woman would just go into bars and just start with a club or an axe.
With a hatchet.
With a hatchet. That was it. That was why she was called Hatchet. Didn't call her Club. Club Mandy.
I had a, when I was growing up, I had a chicken by that name. Hatchet.
You know?
Right?
That's the crazy thing about chickens, right? They're sitting there, their chickens are clucking, fucking with their feathers and everything. And, yeah, in Canada, we didn't even have chickens. We had moose. Moose eggs, you know? Crazy. Plural should be meese, you know, like geese, right?
Norm, I'm so glad we have you here. You should say more.
I've probably been here for the last 100 or so episodes, but, you know, that's how we go. So really genuinely two thumbs up for stewed steak.
Two thumbs up, that's great to hear.
What would you put as a side? Like, if you're going to get this again, are you going to go hog wild and be like, yo, let's get some mashed potatoes in this bitch?
I would go with some, is there such like canned veg?
I'd say there is canned veg. Well, yes, there is.
Some canned veg and some...
Canned potatoes.
Yeah.
We have been accused of not appealing to the vegan community enough, so I think these canned veg reviews would really go down a treat.
Don't you dare call me Mad Dog. Don't ever accuse me of not appealing to the vegan community. Yeah. They do a lot of appealing themselves because their food's all, you know, vegetables and shit. So
they have to peel them.
They gotta be appealing a lot of the time. Yeah.
So that's what that was. Jim, not gripes.
Jim, not gripes.
What's not a gripe, Manus?
I don't know. I'm really fucking negative about the gym, so I got a couple of things that aren't gripes.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Now it's time to bring some positivity to this.
Maybe y'all have some positive gym stuff too. One thing that is sadly, I think we're in the last generation of, and is going to go away, is owl fellas doing their workout not in gym gear, because in their generation they didn't own such things, but simply their worst pair of regular clothes.
Oh, there's someone like that in the RTE gym, and he's so funny. He also goes into the sauna afterwards fully clothed.
I mean, when these guys are gone, they're gone. But right now, you need to enjoy them. Like, just wearing their, like, oldest pair of work trousers.
Yeah.
And the shirt with the sleeve on the treadmill. Yeah. Or on the rowing machine.
I have never seen this.
You've never seen... Oh, it's a joy to behold. I'm pretty sure... I go to the RTE gym. I'm pretty sure the guy who goes in, like, has been retired 10 years. Yeah. He is an old, old man.
He's in the that department, you know. The costume department. The never-change costume department. That's gone.
Yeah, you need to appreciate it while it's around.
When you see that in the gym, just be like, right on, brother.
Right.
Your cardiologist has told you to do this, and that is all he has told you. As far as you whining, how do I operate this piece of machinery? God bless them. They genuinely are trying their best. Speaking of trying their best, big, heavy folks putting the work in.
Yeah. Great to see.
It is genuinely heartening to see, and like for how much harder it is to do everything.
Yeah.
When you are a big, hefty fella. I've seen a lot of guys starting in January, and I know 99% of them leave, but it is March, and some of them are still there.
Great to
see. Still sweating with that football jersey they're wearing as gear, fitting a little less tight than it used to.
Yeah.
You know, still in bits. Still.
Hope they're feeling good.
Yeah, it's going to start looking like a hockey jersey real soon.
Still a long way to go, but they're putting the work in, and it always kind of, it makes me go, I don't have any excuse not to go.
How over
would I have to be to feel as unwanting to go to the gym as these guys probably feel every time that they come out? And I just think, man, you know what, there ain't no excuse. If they're doing it, it can be done. I need to get in there. And you know, you can kind of tell if you're still doing it by 3 months, you might be probably doing it by four.
Yeah.
At that point, it becomes a habit, you know, and maybe there's a lot of other stuff they got to work on. I know becoming very heavy often has a lot more to do with mental health than it does anything else.
Yeah.
But hey.
And also,
Outrun a bad diet. But hey, you still have to do those things.
Yeah, you do.
Yep. And you know, genetics isn't the thing. You know, genetics can make you look a certain way, but genetics is not the thing that makes you get up every goddamn morning and put the damn work in.
You can fight against that shit. And they're putting it in. And yeah, you aren't. Yo, yeah, your genetics means you're not going to look like not Calvin Harris. She's not particularly famously good looking. I was thinking of a young
Calvin Klein model.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
I don't know. Calvin Harris got pretty hot after he became no crack and quit drinking. Yeah. I preferred ugly sesh hound Calvin Harris.
As did all of the ladies.
Yeah, that's when he used to get them.
He was at peak famous then, though, so he was really just like, wait, I can do nothing?
Yeah,
nothing at all.
But you can always look better than you do.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be hard, and it is hard. And
yeah. If it was easy, everyone would be beautiful.
Exactly.
Below the neck. Some people just literally are born that way.
Yeah, some people are literally born
And yeah, there are people who, again, are always going to look pretty good, but they could always look worse if they didn't put the effort in.
Yeah.
Big shout out to the to my heavy brothers and sisters who are still putting the work in, because it'd be so easy to quit.
Do y'all be chatting? Are you a chatter at the gym?
I'll chat if I'm chatted to. I'm not going to walk up to, particularly not to somebody who, you know, is a big heavy dude, unless they're looking for help or something, but I'm probably not the guy to do. The only thing is, I'm probably a less intimidating guy to come up and help them.
Yeah, than this like big muscle. You're like,
hey, you were me a year ago. You, like, come up this heavy guy's really stuck around.
Like, come up and go, like, hey, look, at look. I mean, I get it. I could probably see where you're struggling. But yeah, I'll be helping a child, but I hope that they understand that a lot of my staring is going, good for you,
instead of going.
No, God bless them, put in the work, keep putting in the work. If any of you are listening, it's more impressive, frankly, because if you're in great shape, of course you go to the gym.
Exactly.
It's where you're happy. If you're not, it's a tough place to go. Any other positive gym experiences?
No, I fell out of my gym habits in a massive way when I got really sick over Christmas and got hurt just before it. So I lost all of my like routine.
And it's key to routine, man.
I'm struggling. I'm gonna get back on that shit, but it has not been a good couple of months for the old body. But I have been eating more.
It shows.
So go put the work in, I'll get inspired by you at the gym. Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a year, join Manus's gym, and then
he'll really inspire him.
Yeah. Really inspire Manus.
Inspire me to quit drinking for a whole weekend. Similar though, right? You gotta willpower works for a little while, but it's finite. Right, so you got to build a habit, because like willpower will just surf you through that little, whether it's your craving for your cake or whether it's your drink or whether it's your just not wanting to go to the gym. But habits are the only thing that keeps you going.
As soon as it's the thing you do, not the thing you need to do, man.
I hope to get there with wanking someday. I might have to chop it off before it ceases to be the thing I need to do.
Yeah.
Gotta make my combs.
You want to be Alexander Dean. It's the thing you do.
It's the thing you do. I think that could be a t-shirt. I mean, Politic and Time Bomb, or doing that thing you do. That thing you do being a film directed by Tom Hanks, but also what Alexander Dean does to his own penis. In order to make it shoot out firm, comey ropes. On the reg.
Firm was wrong.
With frozen, like candle.
From
wax.
His cold, dead heart.
After it's dripped down the candle, you know, and you can break it off, and it's like, wow, imagine if you came.
Yeah,
like
it shoots
that.
Out and goes, ding!
Yeah, imagine. Or, if you want to live a better life, don't.
Don't imagine. Forget that ever happened.
Well, folks, what do you think of the beer? I've had so many pussies before today. This is the show you get when I get here at 5:30.
I like it. Yeah, in fact, I really like it. It maintains its flavour throughout. It's that I get what you mean about the kind of oiliness.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is like I said at the start, it's kind of a bit pithy. Like, it's a little bit bitter, but in a really nice way. I think it makes it bright and fruity. It smells amazing. I'm going to give it an 8.
Oh.
It's also 3 for 9, which, for that percentage and that size can...
That's good value. Sorry, yeah. That's not going to change my number. I think this is actually... I agree with you. It's very tasty.
Mm.
It's a taste of beer. But it's... I don't know. There's something about the aftertaste that just isn't sitting great with me. It's like a... I need a better word to describe it, and I'm sure there is a correct one, but it's like a staleness.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that with a lot of beers, and I need to find the correct term, because that's probably not doing it justice.
Don't worry, it's only been 163 episodes.
Yeah, no, now's the time
you'll
to learn.
Get it, like, you'll get a 320. Don't worry.
320 is fine. I'm going to go down to a 7 for that reason.
Okay, Manus.
Yeah, not my favourite beer in the world. It has that oiliness. I am actually quite enjoying the little boozy kick to it. It's not that strong. It's not like one of those ones where you'd be... I think it's what, 5.7?
5.7, yeah.
They've nailed that part, for
sure. It's not...
Tastes like what it is, you know?
Yeah, I'm... I'm just finding myself not desperate to finish this. And as a lifelong alcoholic, that should be a slam dunk, 8 degrees. Yeah, can't go as high as either of you, but have thoroughly enjoyed the experience. Would drink it again if it was knocking around six.
Six gives it seven. Seven. Kind of, grand.
So what we're saying is that I was right.
No one is.
That's not
that.
What we're saying.
That's not what we're saying.
It seems like I said it,
and then we all said it after. You guys said something different, and I don't know. It just feels. You know what? You guys need to say it. That's what I'm going to take away from this episode.
I know it's what you'll take away from that episode.
You're saying take away a lot. He's getting hungry. Leave him alone.
You know, that's what I'm going to burger from this weekend. Sorry?
I don't know anyone say that. Curry chip from this particular time. Well, with that, folks, that gives it the final countdown score that we're all aware of, and there's only.
I can reiterate if you'd like me. It was.
It's
it was,
a seven.
It was the seven.
Which leaves us with only one thing to cheers to. Which, of course,
guys, I do it every week. Come on. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, sure. Absolutely. Jack being right, then. Fuck y'all.
No, honestly, you got anything?
If y'all
or that's
like,
what we're doing.
If y'all don't like me, blow me.
To blowing Jack.
Yeah, blowing Jack. See you in New York, Dean.
See you in the bathroom on the way to the...
The Final Countdown is brought to you by Gavin Carberry, Jack Toner, James Belfast, and Ant-Man is Cronin. Follow us on Twitter at Fail Countdown. Fail Countdown. and email us at finalcountdown@gmail.com.